Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn over to the 14th chapter. Chapter 14, 1 Corinthians, verse 1. He said, follow after love and desire what? Well, again, the word gifts is added. So it's the same word and it's in the plural. So desire spirituals. Desire things of the Holy Ghost, things of the Spirit, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. He's speaking in the Spirit. But he that prophesies speaks unto men to what? Edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in a tongue edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. I would that you all spoke with tongues. Who can speak with tongues in the church today? All. Yeah. Anytime you say anything in the Bible has passed away, you better know what you're talking about. Because where do you stop with that? Huh? Well, then when you say, well, holiness, well, that's passed away. Living right, well, that passed away. Faith, well, that's passed away. I mean, how do you know? If you can say one of these things has passed away, why can't you say other things have passed away? No, it hadn't passed away. And he said, I would that you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. Now, if you keep reading on, you'll find out how many can prophesy. He said, you may all prophesy, one by one. You remember that? In verse 31, you may all prophesy. So how many can prophesy? Everybody. Now, a lot of times people don't understand that. They think, well, what? I can't predict the future. He didn't say predict the future. See, people don't understand what prophecy is. He just gave you the definition of what we might call simple prophecy. He that prophesies, back in verse 3, speaks to what? Edification, exhortation, and comfort. It strengthens you. It builds you up. It encourages you. And it comforts and consoles you. It's in the Spirit, by the Spirit. He said, I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. Greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive what? Edifying, edifying. Verse 12. So ye, for as much as you are zealous of spirituals, seek that you may excel to what? To the edifying of the church. Now, we see something recurring, don't we? What word is it? What does edify mean? If it's in the Spirit, it will always edify. What does that mean? It'll build you up. It'll quicken you. It'll strengthen you. Flesh profits nothing. Things that are done in and of the flesh are wearisome. When it's just flesh, you know, you can tell it. And I'm not talking about somebody else. I'm not talking about judging somebody else. I'm talking about judging yourself. Learn when you're doing something and it's just wearying. And if you'll be honest with yourself, you're just doing it completely in your own strength. And it's wearing you out. Well, you're just in the flesh. And you don't want to keep going that way. You want to stop and go, Lord, show me what to do. Because when you begin to do things in the Spirit, there's a quickening in it. Even when you're tired in the flesh, you're happy in your spirit. Huh? And you can have a long, full day of it, and you still, your body's tired, but your spirit's quickened. When you're praying in the right direction, It's not just droning on and on and on, praying, 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 praying. Let me see if I can put in another 30 minutes of praying. I hope I can. Ooh, I'm getting tired. You're what? In the flesh. And what good is that doing? Well, I put in 2 hours of praying. Did you now? Whew, I barely made it. If it was in the flesh, what'd Jesus say? It profits nothing. You might as well have been taking a nap or eating a sandwich. Huh? But if it's in the spirit, now here's the thing. So many times you start out in the flesh, but if you stay with it, you wind up in the spirit. If you'll pay attention to which way the Lord directs you. And not hard-headed, and I'm going to do it my way, and I've already got a plan, and we've already got this all scoped out. No, no. When you're doing it in the spirit, there's a quickening. There's some life to it. You can tell it. I mean, you can tell it when, you know, in the service, when we're teaching and preaching, you can tell as good as me when we get on the right thing. Can't you? When you know, sometimes you can tell we're looking for it and we're kind of on it a little bit and then we get on it. Yeah. And then you go, whoo, yeah. And that's when a lot of times people go, yeah, go, whoo, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Right? Might have been kind of dreary-eyed and sleepy and this and that, but then, whoo, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that ain't flesh. This is what never gets tired. This is that which never runs down, which never runs out. This is the Holy Spirit of God. He never gets weak. He never gets tired. He's always the Almighty One on the inside. And man, here comes the quickening. Sometimes you can just read a verse. Just read the verse. And because it's what God's saying right now, whoo, there it is. Mm. Quickening. Quickening. If it's dull and boring and dry and wearisome, what is it? And that's not just for service time now. That's for you on the job. That's for you at home. Anytime, every time. You can tell if you're on the wrong thing or the right thing. If you're going the wrong direction or you're going the right direction. I mean, when you just, it's just dreary and just plodding and just... You know, you think you're one of the children of Israel out in the desert, you know. Oh, nobody knows. I think I can make another step. Well, hey, stop. Don't just keep going. Stop. And go, Lord, you're not helping me on this. And sometimes he'll say, no, and I'm not. Why? Because that's not where I told you to go. That's not what I told you to do. The Lord, the Holy Ghost, is not obligated to help us do just anything we decide to do. So many folk waste so much time praying, trying to get God to help them. He's not going to help you do things that's just your idea and away from His idea. He's not. But when you begin to do what He's directed you to do, you don't have to beg Him to bless it. You don't have to plead with Him to provide for it. You don't have to plead with Him to help you to do it. It was His idea. And there's quickening. Glory to God. Do you like this at all? Man, this is important, I'm telling you. How can you tell the difference? Now let's get back to worship here. If somebody's worshiping God, if you're singing, you know, I was preparing to teach on praise at Rhema years ago during the summer before the year school year started. And I was reading and studying, doing everything I needed to do. And I got on some of this. I was actually in Romans where we went just a few minutes ago, Romans 8. They that, are carnal, they mind the things of the flesh. And the spiritual people mind the things of the spirit. And the Lord said two outstanding things to me about that. I wrote them down. He said, your heart's not in what your mind's not on. That'd certainly be true. Your heart's not in what your mind's not on. Well, what if you're standing up here and the singers are singing and the players are playing and you got one hand kind of half-mast, but you're still thinking about what happened at home? Are you thinking about your roast? Huh? Are you thinking about what you got to do Monday at work? Could that be true worship in the Spirit? No way. No way. Your heart cannot be in what your mind is not on. Well, what if you're trying to read your Bible? And you're droning along, you know, and you realize, I have read four verses and I don't know a word he said. Have you ever done that kind of thing before now? Certainly you have. Well, then is that helping you? No. Not anywhere like it's supposed to be. So what should you do? Back up. Back up. Sorry. Now this time, if you got any distractions that you can turn off, turn it off. Right? And what's going on in your head, you turn that off too. And we're going to focus. You'll find that becoming spiritual involves developing powers of concentration. That you can focus on something and not let anything and everything pull your attention away. You focus. I know I was in church one morning, and there was a young man with us that had been going through a lot of problems, and we were endeavoring to help him and brought him to church with us. I wasn't preaching that day, and the minister spoke. And this young man was looking around. He hadn't been in church a whole lot, and he's looking up to the front. And the minister, in the early part of his, he hadn't been speaking 5 minutes. He walked over to that side of the auditorium where we were. He wasn't 20 feet from where we were sitting. And he started talking about some things that was exactly what this young man needed. It was straight from God. Because this man didn't even know. I knew the man. He didn't even know this young man. He didn't know anything about the situation. This was by the Holy Ghost. He began to describe what was wrong, and then he began to describe what to do about it and how to come out. Now, at exactly the same time, there was some kind of little commotion in the back of the auditorium, and I saw this young man turn completely around and looking at that. And it bothered me so much, I started to reach over and tap him and say, you better pay attention. And the Lord said, no, just watch. So I sit there, and the man, he went on step by step. This is what you do to come out of this. And he got through, and he turned around and went back to the other thing that he'd been talking about. And about that same time, this young man turned around and faced again. He completely missed it. Didn't even know what was said. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, this happens all the time. He said, the devil is a master of distraction. And because people are not focusing and paying attention, here's the answer. They didn't even see it. Didn't even know it. And go on and get aggravated at God and act like, well, Lord, why won't you help me? Well, why won't you listen? Why won't you pay attention is the deal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Faith of God who gives me